University of Alaska President Jim Johnson covered the typical highlights you'd expect to hear from a university president's address: commencements at rural campuses, a Rhodes Scholarship, the first one from Alaska, awards from the Department of Defense and the National Science Foundation, and the financial impact on local communities. But he focused on the things that make UA different.
As the number one Arctic research university on the planet, not Harvard or Berkeley or even UC Santa Cruz, the University of Alaska leads the pack in understanding the North in its importance to the entire planet.
Johnson listed the big research arms: Alaska Center for Energy and Power, the Arctic Domain and Awareness Center, the Institute of Social and Economic Research, and the College of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences.
And our research not only expands our knowledge about our world, it brings unparalleled financial returns. For each state dollar we invest, our researchers bring in an average of $6 from outside the state.
The average age of the 26,000 UA students is 30 years. Not only older, but Alaskan students tend to work while they are in school, and many support families. They also tend to take longer to finish their programs than students elsewhere. Johnson mentioned challenges, such as UA never got the land grant it was allocated, and he thanked the Dunleavy administration, the legislature, and the Federal Department of Interior for working on that. Another problem, he called the recent loss of accreditation at UAA's School of Education a failure.
Fortunately, with strong support from UAA, UAF and UAS stepped in to make sure students in Anchorage have a certain path to teacher licensure from an accredited program.
Next month, the regents will decide if the Anchorage programs should try to get their accreditation back or just let Anchorage students continue their programs remotely through UAF or UA Southeast. And of course, Johnson talked about this year's state budget cut of $134 million.
And that cut, of course, is on top of state funding cuts we've had 4 out of the last 5 years. These cuts hurt. They harm our state's ability to grow the highly trained workforce we need to be competitive with other states.
He took a dig at the way the state administration is accounting the university, comparing it to other state-funded colleges.
Comparing us to geographically much smaller states with much larger populations, states that receive their full land grants. In response to those critics who throw averages around, I ask you, is there anything about Alaska that is average?
Johnson did not go into scenarios if the university's funding is drastically cut, as he has in other speeches and letters. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.